Welcome everybody to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Cal Mellis, and in this episode today, I'm going to be telling the Herobrine All the Way to Bedrock Part 2. Enjoy! Before I read the story, I would just like to recap what happened in the next story. And if you don't know who Herobrine is, go to the bonus episode, Short History and Herobrine, to find out more about this myth. The recap is Colin Master went into his world with the seed Herobrine and was trying to prove that Herobrine does not exist. While there, a ton of strange occurrences happened to him, including his house disappearing along with the chunk with it, him being in a ravine and getting trapped there, and also him just experiencing Herobrine looking through his window. If you have not listened to the first story, go to Herobrine All the Way to Bedrock Part 1 and listen to that before you listen to this one so that you will not get any spoilers. Colin Master mined back some of the materials he had lost and set out in search for a suitable land to make a hopefully accident-proof shelter. He found a promising overhang next to a plains biome and a dark oak forest that curved downward with a 3-block gap between land and stone. The overhang was dotted with coal and a ruined portal and village within 100 blocks of the formation. One of his goals was camouflage, along with safety. He mined cobble from the face of the mound close to him and smelted it to make stone. He filled in the outer wall connecting the formation to the ground. To conceal the conspicuous oak door, he placed it facing the wall of stone which was ending of the mound he was situated next to. He then covered the bottom of the door with a block of stone and found gravel to craft coarse dirt to hide the rest of it with the non-growable dirt. Journeying to the village, he saw a blacksmith hut and rushed to claim the loot inside. Opening up the chest, he found a suit of leather armor and a wooden sword, with durability so used up, he was virtually not going to be wearing armor. In the chest, there was also a block of bedrock. He picked it up, searching for something strange about the unmineable block. When he put it into his hand, his game crashed, and showed the saving screen and the quitting screen. As his game was saving, he wondered if he had crashed like usual, or if something more sinister had happened. He was answered shortly. Just as the saving screen finished, his game loaded into his favorite server. He stood there, wondering if he had pushed the wrong button or something. The admin walked to him, as if to greet him. Colin Master had been a part of the server for 3 years, and loved the community, and had made a couple of in-game friends here. The admin had stopped a short way away from him, his blocky face staring at him, unblinking. In the chat, the admin had written to him, "I am disappointed that I have to do this." "Do what?" Colin Master thought. "I thought you knew better," the admin wrote again. Colin Master searched around him, looking for something disappointing. "What is it?" he wrote back in chat. As he wrote, he noticed the item in his hand, the piece of bedrock. "This can't happen," he thought. "Items don't carry over from other worlds. It's in the code." Then he realized, Herobrine doesn't care about the code. The admin banned him for a week. Colin Master was back into the server selector, looking at the print on his server, saying he was banned for a whole week. Then the game loaded him into the server he had just been banned from. "Herobrine?" he yelled in his thoughts. He loaded back into next to the admin, still holding the bedrock block. The admin typed in a confused sentence in chat and banned him for a year. Colin Master's eyes grew watery. Even after touching no buttons, he logged back into the server he was supposed to be banned from. This time, the admin banned him forever. Colin Master decided that it was time to stop Herobrine once and for all. He downloaded an advanced combat data pack to hopefully give him an upper hand in the fighting against Herobrine. The data pack added more realistic combat and fighting techniques. He logged into the Herobrine world. He had come to show Herobrine his power. Logging into the world, he typed in chat, "Show me your power and fight," to Herobrine. Colin Master disappeared, as if teleporting. He landed in an abandoned village full of signs of Herobrine. Redstone torches littered everything. The weather turned to storm, and at the top of the village church, a lightning bolt struck a redstone torch. Again and again it struck. Every time, a chunk disappeared all the way to the bedrock, leaving the village in disarray. All the villagers floated like vexes through the walls and disappeared into the lightning storm. The rain turned to anvils and exploded on impact to the ground, while showering zombies from above. The zombies exploded with the force of TNT. An ender dragon appeared and instantly died, showering him with XP. 3 withers spawned and were sucked into the void by an invisible whirlpool. Herobrine appeared, in full netherite. He was larger than a wither in size and stared at Colin Master. "You still do not know my full power," he typed in chat. Colin Master was suddenly seeing all that Herobrine had done. Mysterious dirt huts, rigged houses, missing animals and broken homes. Water in the nether, a duplication glitch to cause conflict between players. Ender dragons spawning in worlds, deletion of seeds and buildings. The luring in of players only for him to die at his sword. Mossy crosses and the scaring of players and their friends playing at 3 a.m. the occurrences of oarless tunnels and the appearance of tall grass and village chests to confuse players, the building of tunnels and structures, the placing of signs and skulls. The images kept coming. Colin Master's screen swam with the onfront of glitches and strange occurrences that were caused by Herobrine. Finally, in chat, Herobrine wrote, "You have now seen my power, except my greatest accomplishment." Herobrine raised his arms, and from the sky came the Witherstorm. Herobrine had created the Witherstorm. There were no mods on. This was actually the Witherstorm, the creation of Herobrine. Colin Master pressed the save and quit button and deleted that world, never to doubt Herobrine's existence again. Before the quiz, I would just like to shout out Charlotte, who sent in my first listener email.
I really love your podcasts. I even made a short story myself.
Thank you so much, Charlotte, for sending in that voice message. If you, too, would like to submit your short story or sign up to my email list, go to MinecraftShortStories.com. To submit your short story, go to Contact Me page and follow the submission guidelines, and then to submit it. When you submit it, I may read it on the show. To contact me, go to the Sign Up Me page after scrolling down on the home page. When you do that, you will get some bonus content and updates on the show. Okay, it is now time for a quiz. The question is, what is the fastest type of pickaxe in Minecraft? The options are A, stone, B, gold, C, diamond, and finally, D, netherite. Take a moment to gather your decision. The answer is surprisingly B, gold. Gold is faster than netherite, believe it or not. It is not, of course, faster than a efficiency 5 any other pickaxe, but on a mining a piece of cobble for a netherite pickaxe, it is 0.35 seconds, while for a gold pickaxe, it is only 0.25 seconds. That's actually quite a lot of difference if you think about it. Gold is also the most easily enchantable Minecraft weapon or armor. This isn't really related to the podcast, but I found this really funny joke in Historical Jokes for Minecrafters by Brian Boone. It is, why didn't Steve put any windows in his house? He couldn't take the pain. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for sending in that voice message. If you, too, would like to submit your short story or sign up to my email list, go to MinecraftShortStories.com. To submit your short story, go to Contact Me page and follow the submission guidelines, and then to submit it. When you submit it, I may read it on the show. To contact me, go to the Sign Up Me page after scrolling down on the home page. When you do that, you will get some bonus content and updates on the show. Thank you all so much for listening. I will try to get out the next episode of a new series as soon as I can. Why I have not uploaded in a little while is because I was on vacation seeing family for 3 weeks. But now that I'm back, I'm going to try to get out episodes more regularly. Bye!